Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Epiphany Sexton, E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y, Epiphany. Last name Sexton, S-A-X-T-O-N, date of birth is 6-16-1980, date of accident is 12-28-2021, date of service is 3-8-2022. The patient Epiphany Sexton is here for a follow-up visit. Allegedly, she was involved in a rear-ending accident on a red light. She was traveling as a rear passenger on the right side. The impact led to head injury with symptoms of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back, and across the shoulders to both shoulders. The pain was seemingly radiating to both thighs up front as well as in the back of the thighs up to the knee. The pain level was reported to be 9 to 10. Currently, the patient is reporting that she is only able to sleep 4 to 5 hours, and due to a domestic violence, her left eye is black, and police complaint was filed, and there was no additional fractures to the face. She is working online in an automotive-related industry, and she is expected to lift 10 to 15 pounds, and she works 8 to 12 hours every day. Her headaches have remained moderately severe, 7, and they come and go. Neck pain and lower back pain is now between 9 and 10. And the radiation of the pain is now to all the way to the ankle bilaterally, but it only occurs when she is working. 10% pains are reported relieved. The pain level intensity is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Sleep is affected 10. The work is affected 9. And mood, walking ability, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. General activity is affected 7. In the neurology and psych, patient reports that there is a dizziness, vertigo, headaches, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, and depression, and loss of balance. Patient denies any double vision, any fainting, blackout, seizures, or loss of memory, a lack of focus. She denies any anxiety, PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back.
Is Carol coming back?
In the GI patient, sorry, in the patient has also a history of stiffness in both shoulders, neck and lower back, and limited range of motions, and difficulty walking. Some pain in the ankle and foot on the right side is also reported. The GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 136 over 105, pulse is 97, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is according to the previous visit of 2-8-2022, dictation number 0208-046. With the additional comment in the general review, please mention that there is a black eye on the left side, but no fracture of the orbital bones or facial bones. There is no paralysis of the seventh or fifth nerve. and jaw is intact, no trauma to the jaw, and no other contusions noticed in the facial area where the patient was abused. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back, the shoulders, and bilateral sacroiliitis. Additional modalities are traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, as well as home exercise, McKinsey exercises. The patient's disability is as follows. Patient is allowed to continue working with 10-pound restriction, 8 hours, 7 days, and light duty job. But she's also provided help with the housework, replacement, and transportation. Medication-wise, she's provided with Furoset 1-2 every 6 hour, PRN 50 tablets, and gabapentin 600 milligram cortisol hourly every 60 tablets are provided for relief of headache. She will continue on. Naproxen. Naproxen, Elavil, and Skelaxin and Melatonin. Patient is seen in 30 days' time. Our MRIs that were ordered are as follows. In the lumbar spine, patient reports, the MRI reports a bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1. Compressing the thecal sac and causing mild bilateral neuroforamen erosion. The patient was advised that she should continue her physical therapy for at least 3 months, and if it doesn't resolve, along with acupuncture, home therapy, chiropractor, and all the additional modalities, the patient is then will be scheduled for a lumbar epidural steroid injection. And do not see MRI of the cervical spine done. One moment. Cervical spine, yes. MRI is done. I have the report. And it says C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, C6-7. There is a disc bulge, and then in the ventral thecal sac in all these four levels. C1, C2, and C2-3 is completely normal. The patient will be scheduled for this procedures in near future, and she'll be informed about the findings again, and all the options will be discussed. The patient also was ordered to have an MRI of the brain with CBI protocol, NeuroQuant, and FWI today, and once it is found positive, further treatment modalities will be ordered, like neuropsych. Thank you.